Hello, and welcome back to the Universe Podcast. I'm your host, Tegan Elliott, and today's episode is without video for good reason. Number one, I flew back to surprise my entire family. I flew back to Seattle. I got a flight from Manchester Airport on Tuesday, the 21st. And I flew from Manchester to Dublin, Dublin to Seattle on the longest flight of my life. Let me just get this point across. So you know how like on international flights, they'll have like two seats, an aisle, four seats, an aisle, and two seats. Well, I was one of the few rows on the entire flight that had a full seat row of four. Luckily, I wasn't in the middle because that would have been, I think, the bottom of the barrel type vibe. Oh, and then like by the toilets as well. Like I feel like that is the worst flight seating arrangement I could have had. Didn't have that bad. I was kind of near the toilets, but I was on the aisle at least. But I'm sitting with this family of three, right? You've got like the mom, the daughter who's like older than me, so like mid-20s, and then you've got like the son who's about my age. And he slept like the entire flight on their laps, like with his head like sprawled across their laps. I was like, I was just so just confused by the whole thing. It was just quite strange. I was like, what is going on? And I was so tired. I was like in and out of consciousness is what it felt like the entire flight. Like I fell asleep. Okay, basically, if you're in York and you have to get to Manchester Airport, you got to get the train. But there was stuff going on like the building. I guess like they were fixing stuff along the route, so they had to transfer me. So I got off at Manchester Victoria Station and I had to walk to Manchester Piccadilly. You know, I'm lugging this big ass suitcase around. I was not about to walk this thing to Manchester Piccadilly. And so someone said to me like, oh, you could get this tram thing. So I get on a tram, but I didn't get the one to Piccadilly. Instead, I got on the one to the airport. So I sat on this tram for about an hour and I was like in and out of consciousness, like falling asleep, waking up. Get off at my stop. Then again, the whole flight to, I don't remember the flight from Manchester to Dublin. I passed out on it. I don't know why I was so tired. Like I got 6 hours sleep, wasn't bad, but I think just the idea of the stress of flying, but wanting to surprise my family. Because again, the point was that I wanted to surprise them and they didn't know, right? So I had to get on this flight and then I got on that flight from Dublin, like through US customs and everything to get to here. Now, you know, my backpack was so incredibly heavy because I had to take all my podcast equipment with me so I could be here today and do this for you guys. So the base of the microphone stand alone, I don't know how many pounds it is, but it's really heavy. And I had to carry two of those to the point where airport security was like, we shouldn't let you take this on the flight. But because we like know what it is and we know that it's like a base of a mic stand, like you're fine. Because I also had my mics with me, but I couldn't check them because I was scared that my suitcase was going to be too heavy. So I just carried them with me in my backpack and my back was crying. My shoulders were in pain. The whole thing was not pleasant, but I made it and everything's here in one piece, knock on wood. So yay. Then, got to Seattle, landed after the 9 excruciating hours of being in a row of four and like falling asleep-ish. And the thing is, it's Aer Lingus, right? So like the seats are pretty tight and like with the tray table and everything. So I wasn't able to like do anything productive. I wanted to be a productive girly and I was not a productive girly. So instead I watched this documentary called Somme, which was about like sommeliers. They're like the people that are like wine tasters essentially and recommend wine like for restaurants to purchase and things. And becoming a master sommelier, I learned from this documentary how insane it is. There are three stages to this exam and basically you have to fly to go take it. The exam is proctored, I guess, once a year. And you have your tasting portion where you're given three reds, three whites, and you have to be able to tell like where you think it's from, like what region of the world and from what vineyard and what everything, what kind of wine it is, what year is it, all that, just from tasting it and smelling it. So that's like pretty insane. But then you've got like the service portion, and then you've got the exam portion where like you have to know all the varietals and the different vineyards like around the world. It's actually insane, and like how it's produced and like some people, like, they dedicate their lives to just learning this so they can pass this exam and becoming a master sommelier. It's pretty cool. I learned a lot. But yeah, anyway, then I also watched Julie and Julia. Again, Meryl Streep carried her half with the Julia film. But the Julie part, I just couldn't get behind it. I'm not going to get too much into the film. Anyway, I watched some films trying to stay conscious. The whole thing was weird. It feels like a fever dream. It doesn't feel like I actually was on this plane yesterday. This is so weird. Anyway, so then I landed. And shout out Juliana. She picked me up from the airport. And we were ahead of schedule. So I knew that I wanted to get my entire family together so I could surprise them. Okay. But my parents are divorced. So I had to parent trap them essentially. But I was like, how can I get them to be parent trapped when they don't know I'm coming? And like give like a good enough reason for this to all occur and go down. And the thing is, like, my parents are on good enough terms that they can like be in a room together and like make conversation. Like, it's not like they hate each other. You know what I mean? So I told them over the weekend, you know, I booked this ticket like a month ago because it was a good deal on flights. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to book it. I'm not going to tell them. It'll be so cute. So I told them over the weekend that I had a gift that I ordered for them and I wanted them all to be there to open it at the same time. And it was like a specialty gift that my friend Juliana would come drop off because she goes to the University of Washington. And so being in Seattle, that this gift pickup was in Seattle, this was like my, this was my convincing reason. And it worked. Juliana then texted them saying she was on the way. And then we sat, we got Dutch Bros. Shout out Dutch Bros. It hit so different. All my American friends that know Dutch Bros, like, you know, like, it, oh, so good. I was so happy. I got my banana bread latte. Classic. So then, yeah, we went airport, Dutch Bros, got my iced coffee. Then we went, meanwhile, this is at night as well. Like, this is, the thing is, I didn't think I was going to make it until like 9 p.m., but my flight landed early, which was good. But also, all of this mattered because my mom likes to go to bed early. She tends to be like an 8 p.m. bed kind of girl. And my dad's been up like working late recently the past few weeks, so he was tired. So I was like, I hope everyone's awake for her to come deliver a said surprise. So I begged them all to please be awake, but I also tried to act like pretty like chill, like nonchalant about it. And I said like, oh, but like if you can't make it, like, no stress, blah, blah, blah. Don't really know what my plan was if they were to say, yeah, no. But we move. So then I showed up in Juliana's car. We waited to see my mom, like, drive past. And then 2 minutes later, she called. And then this is where things got a little messy in my plan. So my plan had been I was going to have them come out, open the back trunk, and then I'd come out from, like, behind them and say surprise. But then she texted them saying, that it'll call them saying like to come out because we were there. But then instead it happened to be like, we had to quickly go, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. This isn't working out because now everyone's standing out in the driveway. I obviously can't now get out of the car. So she just rolled down her driver window, parked the car on the side of the street. And then I stayed in the passenger seat and just, she recorded the whole reaction. It was so cute. And she just said, go. And then I said, surprise. And my dad and my two sisters, their jaws were on the floor. Like, this picture is like ingrained in my brain. I will never forget this. This was so cool. Their jaws just immediately just fell to the floor. And then my mom was like, what? Like, and Juliana was like, it's Tegan. And then my mom like lost it. It was so cool. It was so fun and so special that I was able to create this memory. Because I was really thinking for spring, I mean, obviously, so the way the University of York works, and I know that, like, I think Oxford and some of the other unis do as well, is you get a month off for spring break. And now that isn't like, oh, you had your exams before you go and now you just get to chill for a month. It's like you have work to do over the month for stuff that's due when you get back, and you have exams when you get back. So you have to study over the break. So I have a lot of work to actually do while I'm here. But I thought, when in my life will I not have a full-time real adult job where I can essentially fuck off for a month, where I can then go see all my family while everyone's alive and healthy, and I'm so lucky to have this opportunity, and the tickets were like relatively affordable compared to what they normally are. And I was like, I can go to a job and like work the money, I can make the money back while I'm here. So overall, like, I'm really excited. This is going to be such a fun time here. So currently, yeah, again, so no video because I'm setting up or trying to figure out where I'm going to set up. Let's just say my sister has loved to put stuff in my room while I've been gone, which, don't get me wrong, I'd probably do the same. No, I did the same. There was a year in my life where my mom and sisters moved to Connecticut, and I used my sister Annika's room as a like extended closet. It was great. And then she came back and I had to put it all back in my room. But yeah, my room has been turned into a bit of a dump. So I need to organize it and get my life together. But I'm also currently so jet lagged. I feel so loopy. I feel like this episode is going in so many different directions. So I'm going to keep it actually pretty short. Yeah, so basically I'm like hoping as I drop this that, because there's still some people I have to surprise, I'm going to surprise my coworkers. Hopefully they don't, I mean, I don't think they listen to this. I mean, they should, but I don't think they do. So I'm going to surprise them. And then I'm also going to surprise tomorrow, for dinner, my shout out, my friend Isabel. She thinks that she's just getting dinner with Juliana, but actually it's with me as well. So I love like my diabolical planning. Like this has been really, really fun for me. Everyone, it was so sweet. Like everyone in England that I, because I told everyone in England that I was doing this, this big surprise. And I obviously would have said it on the pod. However, I know that my dad listens, and then sometimes my like mom and sisters listen. So I couldn't say it on here. Otherwise, I would have like told you know all of you guys, and then we all could have been on this. However. Yeah, I told everyone, all my friends in England, and everyone was buzzing and excited for me, and I was really nervous and excited, and I pulled it off, and it was so successful, and I feel like this was, like, peak surprising the fam. Like, I don't think it can get bigger than that, because I did say to them at some point, I was like, did you guys, like, really never guess and think that I had to come surprise you? And they're like, Tegan, this was a flight from England. No, we did not think it would be you. No one guessed it would be you. And I was like, oh. Like, they thought I was sending them a dog, apparently. I'm really confused about the whole thing. Just readjusting, I'm sorry. So today, my first 24 hours back, what have I done? Because I got in last night at this point. Yeah, like 24 hours ago. Okay, so I got in, and then I chatted with the fam, FaceTime my friends, letting them know, like the ones that do know that I'm here, that I got here safely, and I was going to bed. Then I crashed, got up. I was so excited. I took my dogs Teddy and Toby on a walk through the neighborhood. And okay, the trees here are so tall. I forgot how tall evergreen trees are. I mean, like growing up with them for like 10-ish, 11 years, I kind of just got used to them, I guess. So then in England now, I'm also used to just the shorter trees, the smaller houses, everything here feels so big. The roads, the cars, it is big. But the trees are insanely huge. So I was walking my dogs and like, yeah, holy crap. Walked the dogs and then, oh, I had avocado toast. Now the avocados here are different than the ones that I have in England. So I think the ones in England, the ones I've seen mainly have come from Chile, but normally I like the Mexican Haas avocados. But the ones I actually had, my dad got like the mini ones from California. They tasted kind of fruity. It was weird. I'm not gonna lie. Put some sea salt and lemon juice on there. It was bussin'. Then, yeah, my mom picked me up and we went to the pub. Now I know I literally went just in England. Now I'm back in America and I'm going to a pub, but this was the first time I have been in America since I turned 21. So she was really excited. She took me to her favorite pub. We got some pints. I got a Guinness. She got a Stella. She's not going to beat anyone though. and then I thoroughly enjoyed the Guinness. It was good. Then I got a cider. Honestly, here's the thing with some ciders. I find some I love, like Aspel cider. Amazing. Love Aspel cider. But then there are some that just, they taste like cat piss. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like an underlying aroma and taste of cat piss. So, was it Magner's cider that I got? It tasted like cat piss. I just had to down it. I had to firm it. Take one for the team. Did disappoint. Oh, and also for the Guinness, I did split the G. Shout out Joe. I did in fact split the G on the Guinness. But yeah, other than that, it was really chill. And then, oh my gosh, you guys, ranch. I had sweet potato fries with ranch dip and it was heavenly. It was actually like, I forgot how good ranch was. I don't know how I could have forgotten. Things I'm looking forward to. Okay. I'm going to get Chick-fil-A 100%. Definitely like with all the sauces, I'm going to dip every single sauce with a nugget. It's going to be it's going to be heaven. And then I'm also going to definitely get sushi. I'm getting sushi tomorrow. I'm going to get poke because I work at a poke bar. So I'm going to be getting poke. I want Korean barbecue. I'm going to get good ramen, good pho. Like, just know I'm going to be eating good while I'm here. But also, we'll see how this goes. I wanted to drink less while I'm here, give my liver a bit of a break. Try and be a healthy queen. But we will see. Ooh, I did really want to buy, if anyone could let me know if it's any good, the Kendall Jenner 818 tequila, and bring it back to England for all the homies to try. I'm thinking, I do want to also, you guys can let me know if there are any American snacks I should bring for some of my British friends to try, and we'll do like a British try and react American foods episode in England. I think that'd be really fun. Probably with Erica. Shout out Erica. So let me know what American foods I should bring back, or like American things I should bring back for some of my British guests to try. And then also let me know any British snacks or things I should try for when we get that episode done. But yeah, okay, so just for the next few weeks, it's pretty much going to be me and all the American homies. We're going to get some good content for you guys, just to change of pace from the usual British University of York film student genre that I've been putting out. And then I'll get some episodes probably pre-recorded as well, just so we can keep some of these good vibes going. But yeah, I'm definitely exhausted, so this is a really short episode. I think we're going to wrap it up here. I'll let you guys know how the surprising goes with my coworkers and my friend Isabel. Other than that, I'm probably going to go cuddle my cat, my princess beautiful angel, Zamora. And then I'm going to pass out because I am jet lagged, I guess. I mean, to be fair, if I keep up with this whole going to bed at 9 p.m. thing, this might be healthy, so maybe I'll try and stick with that. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. You can listen to this anywhere podcasts can be found, that being Spotify, iTunes, or Apple Podcasts rather, Pocket Casts, all the places, and YouTube. However, this one isn't a video, so it'll just be of the beautiful logo. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.